I'm at the home of Eastbourne Bridge Club in Sidley Road, Eastbourne. I've got with me Colin Clark, chairman of the club. Colin, new premises, why?
Well, we were at Wish Road in Eastbourne for 20 years, and the RAF club that owns that building has decided to have the building renovated for servicemen and ex-servicemen.
How difficult was it to find new premises?
It was very difficult in Eastbourne. The rents are very high, commercial rents are high, schools, church halls are not available for the length of time that we need to play.
Okay, so when you found the premises here, what work needed to be done?
Well, we were very lucky here because the owner of the premises is also a bridge player, and she has agreed to us having a decent lease and a decent rent. And we've agreed to renovate the internally at our expense, and she is doing the external parts of the building.
Now, bridge has a reputation for being played by elderly people. Is that correct, and is it fair?
It's certainly true in Eastbourne. Most of the members are elderly, and we've had people as old as 100 playing here. Nationally and internationally, a lot of younger people do play, but in Eastbourne, it's mostly people over 60 that come.
Now, a lot of people will be familiar with rubber bridge played at home. What's the difference between rubber bridge and the bridge that is played in the clubs?
Well, it's a good thing to play rubber bridge at home. We play what we call duplicate bridge, which is more competitive. And the main difference is that when you play bridge here, you can compare your results against others who played the same hands.
So what does a typical week at Eastbourne Bridge Club look like?
Well, we have the premises 24/7, so we have lots of sessions going on from beginners, improvers to experienced players, and we have courses as well going on, so we teach beginners, intermediates and more advanced players as well.
If someone is thinking, I might like to give bridge a go, what should they do?
If you want to give bridge a go, and I recommend that you do so, it's good for the brain, it's good to meet people. All you have to do is go to Eastbourne Bridge Club website and you will see all the courses and all the sessions that are being run in the year ahead. If you're a younger player, we also have a Saturday teaching session, which gives you an opportunity to play and learn and play bridge on a Saturday morning.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Colin, and best wishes for the club in their new premises.